for me, it was a real small town. You know everybody, and really the first thing, the family's important. You know, my family was the most important thing to me, you know, growing up, because they was always been there for me. But they influenced me about life, you know what I mean? They said, don't be scared to fail. You know, me, right now, I'm not scared to fail you. I mean, my mom always stressed to me, you know, just do good work and, you know, good things will happen. I mean, I wanted to be a baseball player growing up. So I started playing football when I got in eighth grade, middle school. Probably around my my 10th grade year of high school, I thought out that I could be really good at it, and I just started. You know, it's a switch that went off in my head that, hey, you know, you need to, you know, get better at this and get better at that. And I just started, you know, just putting in the work, you know, not just on the field, but off the field. And, you know, also when other coaches were looking. I mean, I would start getting letters like my 10th grade year, 11th grade year. And then, you know, they really started recruiting me, you know, right at the end of my 11th grade year when recruiting was, you know, open and all that. Most of the teams in ACC recruited me, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, LSU, Alabama, Tennessee, Auburn. I mean, I can keep going with the list, but, you know, with me choosing Mississippi State, me being closer to home, and me just really going to an in-state school. My sophomore year in college, you know, when coach, you know, hey, you can be really good. He told me I reminded him of one of his old players, Jared McCoy, you know. And, you know, he kind of compared me to that, and I watched a whole lot of tape on Jared, and we did a lot of things the same way. But, you know, we also had the different things that we were good at. Coach Watch, we sat around and we talked about guns and hunting and, you know, all the kind of outdoor stuff. We maybe probably talked like 15, 20 minutes of ball, because he said, hey, well, I already watched a whole lot of tape on me, and, you know, kind of knew what kind of guy I was from the combine, you know, when they met with me. And, you know, I told him that I'm always smiling, real humble guy, and I just come to work. He's a coach. Kind of remind me of Coach Wilson back at Mississippi State. Get after you, want everybody running to the ball, you know, want a lot of energy around, you know, and just really just going out and doing what you love to do. Getting after the quarterback is the number one thing, and also stopping the run. You get to go in and, you know, just get out and get to go, you know, no thinking, just going. Learned a lot from, I was talking to Trent today about, you know, getting off the ball, you know, what did he do? He gave me a couple tips on what I need to work on, you know, doing something.